right, welcome back to the Artist Connection Podcast. This is Matt Kesar with a very special episode and a very special guest all the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Mr. Art Salvagno. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's a pleasure to meet you, and it's also a pleasure to talk about the benefit that you have. It's a great cause, and your fourth annual Battle of the Christian Bands is coming up on Saturday, September 27th.
Yes, thank you for having me and this opportunity to talk about it.
Absolutely. We were talking a little bit about it before we started recording, but I want to begin with you. I want to talk about your background. You've had a very extensive background in law enforcement, 30 years in the business, 20 years in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So let's start with you. Are you from Philadelphia? Where did it all begin?
I'm born and raised in South Philadelphia.
Nice.
Grew up, went to Bishop Newman High School, then furthered my education at Penn State University and Eastern College, which is now Eastern University out there on the main line. But I've done over 30 years in law enforcement. It started out in Philadelphia, went to the FBI where I was a fingerprint analyst.
Wow.
And then worked for the Defense Department, the Presidential Task Force, had a K-9. Was a canine handler for narcotics and explosives handling.
Wow.
And then back to Philadelphia, where I worked patrol for a while before I was assigned to the Special Victims Unit here the last 13 years in the child abuse section.
What drew you to this line of work? Because it sounds like everything you described, I mean, I think of how my day goes sometimes, and you think of work and family and stuff, and you get stressed out. But with you, everything you describe feels like the minute you open your eyes, there's potential for either something to go horribly wrong at the worst, or just to be a really bad day. How do you deal with that?
That's a good question. Really good question. Like I tell everybody, you know, I have faith in my Lord Jesus Christ and God, and I leave it up to Him to guide me and the Holy Spirit to guide me each and every day. I'm a worship leader at my church, and that relieves a lot of stress. I write some tunes. We play some original music as well as some cover tunes that you hear on Christian radio, and I just lift it all up to Him.
Has that always been part of your life, even as a young man? Was that something you would turn to when things would get rough?
Always.
Yeah.
Always. I mean, we're pretty much overwhelmed here. We have 14 investigators here at the Special Victims Unit, Philadelphia Police, and like I said, we get over 2,500 cases that we investigate annually. You can do the math on that per investigator. So, and I'll have to step back sometimes and just ask the Holy Spirit, just, hey, look, do me a favor here and guide me through this day. Direct me where you want me to go from here. And He does. Amazingly, He does. And He gets me through each and every day. You know, back in when I worked in the federal organizations, you know, the old saying was in the gate and out by eight. Mm. So just we do the same thing here, because we want to make sure each and every one of us, not only the children that we're looking at as, you know, our victim children that we're taking care of each day, but we also got to take care of ourselves, because if we don't go home after 8 hours, and I hate to say 8 hours because we're here for 16 hours
sure.
at a time some
yeah.
every day. We can't come back the next day to help those children and do our investigations.
Well, you're talking about, like you said, 2,500 cases of child sexual abuse just in the Philadelphia area alone annually, which blows my mind. And for me as a father and just an adult man, there are times that, you know, I know a lot of stuff is popularized on television, like SVU, Special Victims Unit, Law and Order, that kind of thing. Anytime it involves children, and they don't have a lot of storylines like that, but they sprinkle them in there, I can't watch that.
Yeah, well, it's pretty much sensationalized when you see it on TV.
Yeah.
You know, they add a little more. It's, you know, I don't know firsthand, but from what I've read, a lot of it is based on casework, whether it be in New York or Los Angeles, whatever, and that's where they get their storylines from. But then they add a little more to it, so it makes it a little more exciting for us as viewers.
Yeah, that's and even Criminal Minds. I mean, I like to watch that with the FBI profilers and things. But again, whenever children are involved, there's just something, you know. Again, as a father, there are so many ways that even if you mean well, that in the course of raising a